USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As tensions remain high in Israel, Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz says President Biden needs to stand up for Israel in their fight against the Palestinians and Hamas terrorists.
Now is a time when the Biden administration ought to step forward and say we're going to replenish the Iron Dome munitions that are saving thousands of lives.
Cruz and other members of the GOP also saying the president needs to stop talking to Iran, which funds Hamas.
Instead of attacking and belittling and undermining the nation of Israel, President Biden ought to be standing with Israel and replenishing the Iron Dome.
White House coronavirus advisor Andy Slavitt says more than 125 million Americans are fully vaccinated against the coronavirus. Slavitt also saying at least 60% of adults have gotten at least one dose. USA Radio News.
Recently, President Trump was talking about the big news networks, and here's what he said.
We have others that come along, and they're doing well, and Newsmax has been really good, and, you know, others are coming along.
Many Americans agree Newsmax TV is really good. Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. You should, too, and find hit shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield, Sean Spicer, and Lindsay Keith. Tune in tonight for Newsmax's newest show with Steve Cortez. It's called Cortez and Pellegrino. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system. Tell them you want Newsmax, or you can switch. Plus, get Newsmax free on most smart TVs and OTT devices like Roku, Pluto, Zumo, and Amazon Fire. Millions have already downloaded the free Newsmax app on their smartphones. So start watching America's fastest-growing cable news channel, because Newsmax is real news for real people.